just standing there. And I thought I was only dreaming, yeah. I kissed you then.
Then hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, so we're talking about the whole... actually, we're answering questions. But I want people to really understand that these tests for this organism or that organism are actually irrelevant, because the problem is being caused by the location of the organism. The location of the organism is caused by your immune system having no other place to put it. And so what you want to do then is give your body a place to put it, like the toilet. And that's what Vitality Capsules do, opens up that pathway to the toilet. What turpentine does is it gives things a little push and gets them out of your body. And that's it. It doesn't get any more complicated than that. Whether it's a virus, whether it's a bacteria, whether it's a worm, whether it's an amoeba, doesn't matter. The solution ultimately is to remove that thing from the body. In the case of pneumonia, where 60% there is no isolated organism, what is it? It's your undigested food, basically, that's leaked out of the blood vessels of the lung into the lung space, and then the space is blocked, so you don't have it. You can't use it for air. So you need to follow a diet that doesn't have undigestible residues. What's an undigestible residue? That basically is processed food that comes into your body without the natural nutrients attached to it. And then all these nutrients that your food has naturally attached to it are necessary for its digestion. So when you eat a processed food like tofu or white rice or any refined product, the white flour, the crust of your pizza, those things, what happens is your body is not able to digest them. Or when you eat chemicals like preservatives, artificial flavorings, all of these things, your body needs a place to put them. And if you don't have an open pathway to the toilet, your immune system's got to put it someplace else. It's like, where will it be? Round and round and round they go. Where it stops, nobody knows. And so it could stop. Your immune system can make the decision to put these undigestible, unusable substances in many places in your body. Hopefully, if you're lucky, it'll make maybe a lipoma or some cyst, or it'll make a mole or something like that. We're not all so lucky. Sometimes it makes a pneumonia. Sometimes it makes arthritis. It all depends on where your body decides to put these products. So Sherry Rose says, what does a person do if they have a knee replacement? The doctors say you need an antibiotic. How do you get around that? Mine was in 2012. I'm not as likely to have infection. I can go to a new doctor. Sherry, I don't understand your question. I do not get it. I don't understand the question. Are you about to have another surgery? And the doctor wants to give you antibiotics? I don't get it. I don't understand. So Bobby says, do you think the Japanese standard of care as it pertains to childbirth is as troublesome as the U.S.? Any standard of care pertaining to childbirth is troublesome. Home birth has been proven again and again and again to be the absolute safest way to have a baby. So if the standard of care in Japan is to have the baby at home without a doctor present, then thumbs up on that. All right, Terry, we talked about the low-residue diet. They do not know. So Sherry says, yes, I'm having lots more surgery. How do I get about antibiotics? Sherry, you don't. You can lie to them and tell them you're allergic. That's one way. But, you know, you swim with the sharks, you get bit, you dance with the devil. you know, play the tune, whatever. That's, you know, what I would do is I would keep my fallen arches. I wouldn't get surgery for my fallen arches. I just wouldn't get the surgery. So whenever you enter the medical system, the standard of care kicks in. And I don't care how much you pay this doctor, he is not going to risk losing his license just because you have a preference. It's like, really? So that's the purpose of licensure, is for the government to maintain control, not for you to get quality care, as we can see. If quality care was the goal, then why would medical care, by their own admission, be the third leading cause of death in America? Now, if you don't take their confessions, you look at the facts, they're actually the leading cause of death in America. But they confess to at least being the third leading cause of death, more deadly than diabetes. So if you wouldn't pay for diabetes, why would you pay for medical care? I don't know. All right, Sherry, so I wrote you about Larry, who went to Panama to live. He's in the hospital. What should they test him for? Nothing. He's been in since Wednesday evening. California? Oh, California time. It's still very weak. Exactly. So there is really, I don't even know why he's there. There would be nothing to test. There's nothing I would test him for. I found the biological. So Tara says, my son's not eating enough. Is it a bad thing for his health? I don't know. You just measure his height and weight. If his height and weight is normal, then he's eating enough. He says he doesn't eat enough to have 3 poops a day. That's his belief. Truth is, it doesn't matter what you eat. 3 poops a day is 3 poops a day. It has nothing to do with whether 1 meal a day or 20 meals a day. All right. I found the bio option by Rochem Inc. There is in Canada. Haven't heard back from the company about it being 100% turpentine, so I can proceed with treating my son. Poison symbol on the on the can is a powerful mind game. Yes, it is. Has anyone here used this in Canada? I don't know. How do you find the thing? He did lots of detoxing. You don't find the thing. I know he wrote you for a long time. When a person is really sick, then what? I don't know. So I don't have enough information, Sherry, to answer these questions. Maybe he needs a discovery session or something. The question is, what's his problem? So that's another question. So there's a lot of things that cause disease. Lack of antibiotics is not one of them. So, you know, maybe he has enough water. Maybe his food is not nutritious enough. Maybe he's not pooping enough. Maybe he's taking in poisonous chemicals. So there's a lot of possibilities. Getting rid of toxins is only one. But if you have an infection, getting rid of toxins is definitely the one. Will everyone see parasites? No. I've never personally ever seen a parasite come out of me. So if you feel no difference and you see no difference, then turpentine is not the step that you need. There's something else going on. The question is, what is it you're trying to fix? It's always the question to start with. If you have nothing to fix and you feel fine, then that's okay. Don't bother with turpentine. You're good. You can maybe keep it, you know, on the shelf in case you need it. Something might come up, but you know, you're good. Okay. So Sherry says, yes, another knee surgery. You know, so once you enter the hospital, then that's it. You follow their rules. And that's all I can say. Personally, I stay away from hospitals. I don't go to hospitals. You know, if I have a problem that might require a hospital, I'll take my chances. I'm ready to die. It's okay. It is okay. As they say, I'm good. Is it safe to take turpentine when you're in the process of losing weight? Yeah, it shouldn't be a problem. So Tammy says, I have a sneezy cold and fever. What can I do? You can just take a spoonful of ginger and honey or garlic and honey. The Sherry Rose, Larry, I don't get it. So Sherry, I don't have enough information. So Sherry says, Larry has no energy. He is still in the hospital. Just let him die? No, Sherry. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is the hospital is not the place for him to get any help. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I mean, you're sick, right? I got that. So you go to the place. It's the third leading cause of death. Really? All they're going to do is kill you. So what are you asking me? You know what I mean? Doc, I'm sick. I'm tired. I'm going to the meat grinder. What test should they do? Well, don't go to the meat grinder. You know what I mean? He'll probably do a lot better without it. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying the best thing the hospital to do is nothing, because their standard of care kills people. My husband was weak. He said, oh, take me to the hospital. I did. By the time they got the surgeon and everyone together, it took him an hour and a half to kill him. I say it was only $3,000. It was what he wanted. Fine. We did it. But that's what you get at a hospital. That's what a hospital is there for. It's an extermination chamber. But it's just labeled hospital, so you don't get too upset about it. You know, so you ask me, I've taken my whatever to the extermination center. What test should they do?
The less the better?
Yeah. Sherry Rose, how do you figure it out? So, Sherry, I have a whole section on my home study course. 10 modules. It'll take you 10 hours to listen to them. At the end of that, boom, you should have a few things figured out to help this guy. He did lots of detoxes. If he did lots of detoxes, the chances are he did too many detoxes. He needs to stop detoxing. What do you think about oxalates in the diet? I think it's nonsense. Are they really toxic? No, they're not. I've looked at oxalates in the diet. I eat oxalates all the time. I love oxalates. I've never had a stone. I'm not going to have a stone. Why? Because what really causes the stones is not enough hydration. So if you let, again, the medical industrial complex focus you on a downstream cause, not the actual root cause, then you're not going to get anywhere. And if you stop eating every food that has oxalates, then you're going to miss out on a lot of really healthy things like tomato seeds, for example, or tomato pulp. And so, you know, you have to have some kind of basic understanding. So what causes kidney stones, diet aside, is lack of water. So if you have a diet heavy in beverages that are not water, that will cause kidney stones. And pretty much any other diet you choose to assume, if you're drinking enough water, you're not going to get kidney stones. Pretty straightforward. Yeah, so I don't worry about oxalates in my diet. I don't even bother to check the oxalates in my foods. Am I eating foods with oxalates? I don't even bother. Okay. So Fran says, greetings, Academia. They sing your praises to everyone I meet. Sometimes they're open, sometimes not. That is true. One woman said the vitality capsules will compromise the body's own ability for bowel movements. So I've been making vitality capsules for over 20 years now. So I am very interested in this, by the way, because I take them myself. So there was a time when my body's own bowel movements seemed to be a little slower. I'm like, oh, I wonder what the problem is. But then lately, as you can tell on my Facebook page, I started doing splits. I started doing Taekwondo. Oh, my gosh. So when you start doing things that exercise your lower body, that's below the waist, you almost can't hold your poop in. I mean, I've had to like run to the bathroom for to poo many times during Taekwondo practice. So the real issue in developed countries is sedentary, just the lack of moving around. And that's really what the problem is. The other thing is, there's no such thing as spontaneous bowel movements. Mm-mm. Either you have to be physically active, where you're doing, as the yoga people say, pelvic opening exercises, or you're drinking water, or you're eating things that stimulate your bowels to move, whether it's celery juice, whether it's sauerkraut juice. There's all kinds of foods whose job it is to stimulate your bowels to move. And so if you're eating a diet that's not very stimulating, and if you have a lifestyle that's very sedentary, like I'm sitting here in this chair, then your bowels are not going to move. And many people, as they get older and older, they do more and more sitting, unfortunately, and their bowels become less and less active. So the point is, in order to live, your bowels have to move. It doesn't matter how they do it. It does not matter. Vitality capsules are very convenient and very inexpensive. When you compare them to eating, say, a half pound of prunes every day, it's a real bargain. So the point is, you have to move your bowels. The point is, if you have an illness and you want to improve it, you've got to poop about 3 times a day. The question is, how do you want to do that? The answer is, any way you want to. So I happen to offer something, Vitality Capsules, that helps with that. But to sit around and not poo because you're waiting for divine intervention is not going to work. There is no such thing as a spontaneous bowel movement. In other words, your bowels move because something stimulated them to move. Either you physically moved your legs and abdominal area, or you ate something that caused them to move, or you did an enema to pull out the poo, but something has got to happen to make you poo. So your friend, her statement makes no sense at all. What would make sense is if she said, well, I would rather have 3 bowel movements by doing that, whatever that is. That is what makes sense. But the point is, it's better to have a bowel movement with Vitality Capsules or any other stimulant you can think of than to not have one at all. So that's really the issue. So to say, oh, I'd rather not have a bowel movement because that's not, maybe I can't have one on my own. Well, you already can't have one on your own. That's why you're taking Vitality Capsules. So, you know, you can't make the worst situation any worse, really, right? So if you start taking them, it's reasonable to expect that you might go back to where you were. And with natural ingredients like garlic, ginger, cayenne, really? So should we stop putting garlic in our food because it might stimulate bowel movements unnaturally and cause our bowels to be unable to move by themselves? No, they're already unable to move by themselves. In order to get your bowels to move, something's got to happen. And the question is, what? What is your choice? That's the question. This idea that you can sit around and twiddle your thumbs and hope and hope and hope and maybe your bowels will move, no. You've got to be up and at them. You've got to be physically active. Maybe go climb a mountain, climb trees, drink water. Like I said, the sauerkraut juice, I like that. You could boil prunes. That's another thing that's nice. All these things you can do. But all of them happen to be a lot more expensive and a lot less convenient than Vitality Capsules. So many people choose Vitality Capsules. And that's okay. I mean, it's okay to choose either the Vitality Capsules or the sauerkraut juice or prunes, you know, whatever you want, but it's got to be done. Tammy says, I got paranoid about plastic being a hormone disruptor. Right. So, Tammy, we need to treat your paranoid. Your paranoia, that's basically what the problem is. That's what they say. So why do you store your meats in Ziplocs? Because I'm not paranoid about the plastics in Ziplocs, and I'm healthy, and I don't have a condition that getting rid of plastics in Ziplocs would take care of. Also, I store my meats in the freezer, which means so in order to get the toxins transferred from the plastic to the meats, you need a liquid interface. So, for example, if I was storing my meats in a plastic bag in the refrigerator, and there was a liquid interface to transfer the material from the plastic, let's put it that way, then that might be a concern. So for my storage of liquids, I always use glass. But for non-liquids, plastic is just fine. Or if it's in a solid state, like frozen, for example. All right, we are going to commercial. No, please don't go.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Give such delight. We all leave before morning.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. And we are answering questions. We have a really excellent question here from Carrie. Terry says, what are your thoughts on fiber? Is there any value to that? The answer is yes, there is. However, the problem with taking fiber is most fiber comes in a dried form. And so what this means then is depending on the available water, the fiber can actually clog you up. So the best way to get fiber is by eating a salad or by eating a water-rich vegetable like chopped tomatoes or chopped celery or chopped cucumber. That's the kind of fiber that's going to make you have a bowel movement. But this fiber they're touting where you buy fiber in a canister and add water to it, that can go either way. You know, that can clog you up or it can help you go. So I wouldn't do that. Now, it brings us back to prunes, which are very high in fiber. So prunes work, but they work best when you chop them up and boil them with water. So I don't recommend any of the commercial fiber products. All right, we have Dan in Texas. Hi, Dan. How you doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Doc. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening for your question.
This might be an unfair question, so if it is, just say so.
Okay.
This past Wednesday, my 29-year-old daughter attempted suicide with a cocktail of heroin, Xanax, and Dilaudin. Mm-hmm. She's in the hospital in a coma on a ventilator, and I'm on my way to the hospital to meet with the medical staff to determine the next procedure.
And so what is your outcome? What is your outcome that you would like?
Well, the outcome I would like, I don't think is going to happen. That would be for her to wake up and be okay. They did an MRI yesterday afternoon that indicated global brain damage.
Okay, and, all right. Stop right there. So let's take a look. First of all, let me repeat the question for the listeners. All right, so you have a 29-year-old daughter who attempted suicide using heroin, Dilaudid, and a few other things in a cocktail. And she's now in the hospital on a ventilator in a coma with an MRI scan showing global brain damage. That's where we're at, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you're on your way to the hospital. The question is, what should we do? Okay, so first of all, my sympathy, I know it's a difficult situation to be in, but let's step back a few hundred feet and just look at what's going on here. What's going on here is we have a young, healthy person who's a organ donor candidate. That's really what's going on here. And they need to convince you that there's no hope, so you'll pull the plug and let them sell her organs. That's the whole story, okay? So we don't need to complicate this with anything else. All right.
Okay.
That's their position. So the question is, what's your position? Your position is you'd like her to get better. No judgment. Just want her to get better. So what would do this, if we're just going to get her better, that's all I want to do, is to, you know, this is where you would start doing enemas and giving her charcoal and enemas and charcoal and enemas. And then what's going to happen is she's going to wake up. Now, when she wakes up, she might not be perfect. All right. But at least so that right now is the immediate thing to do would be to do enemas, clear out her intestines, put in activated charcoal through her nasal gastric tube, which should also be in place by now. And that would be the next step. And then that would wake her up and then kind of go from there. As far as her IV is concerned, they should be putting in, they have ampules they can put into the bag for minerals and B vitamins. So if they can start pumping minerals and B vitamins, add them to the bag, then that's going to help nourish the few brain cells she has left and help her to wake up. But that's not their interest. Now, you can tell they've added B vitamins and minerals to the bag because the bag will be yellow. So go see her, and if you don't see a yellow IV bag, then they're not giving her any nutrition. They're like, this is just a meeting to help you understand to pull the plug and let them sell her organs for a few hundred thousand dollars, of which they're not even going to give you a penny. Not that you want to profit from her death, but I mean, like, hey, at least they could offer to split with you, right? But they're not going to. So that's what's going on, and you can handle it any way you want, but that would be the thing to do. It would be activated charcoal in the top end, enemas out the bottom end, and nutritional support intravenously.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So good luck with that.
Thank you, Doc.
You're welcome. All right. We have Amara in Alabama.
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call. A loved one, Doc. Can you visualize your intestines not functioning at all, and they go in and give you extensive surgery, 15 hours, and I have a loved one facing this about 3-4 weeks ago, now trying to do recovery. They're encouraging them to eat their regular diet, and what's happening is vomiting, diarrhea, no energy. So now they're back in the hospital as of yesterday. They're talking about, now the reason for the surgery I thought was because all that down there was blocked and not functioning. So now they're still talking about bowel blockage, and because of all the diarrhea and maybe some damage now to the kidney. So the individual is totally helpless, depending on the medical stuff. Now, at that age of, let me see, past 65.
How old is this person?
I think about 67 or 68.
Let's call it 68. All right, so what's the question?
Have no clue what they're telling this individual or how they're handling the individual, what they should be doing. My concern was, since all that in there is supposed to be new, they did some type of experimental surgery where it was supposed to be a total, what do you call it, when you replace everything in there? Okay, so you got to take it slow. This is what I'm thinking. You got to take it slow and maybe give yourself liquid nutrients for maybe so many months before you try to start solid foods in there. So they're clueless. I'm clueless. Don't have a clue.
Okay.
Now,
all right.
The husband passed.
This is a woman we're talking about?
This is the wife, the surviving wife. Now, the husband was on kidney dialysis before he passed for 8 years. He went into the hospital for a regular...
Right, so let's stick to one subject, though, which is her, okay? All right, so
that's my
some of my listeners can't hear what you said, so I'd like to repeat your question.
Thank you,
so,
Doc.
Basically, this person has a friend or relative who had blocked intestines. I don't know what that is. We'll call it constipation, basically. Got surgery, and now the surgery involved removing a lot of the intestines. And this person's having vomiting and diarrhea and no energy, and now they're going back in the hospital, and the hospital's saying, oh, your intestines are blocked. There's a belief, we don't know, belief, that she was given a new set of intestines some kind of way, plastic or transplant, we don't know. And so now it's not known what this lady's being told or what's being done or anything, and it just seems to be a mess where no one knows what's going on. Is that kind of right?
Yes, bowel blockage and the total removal thing is right, what you said. It's supposed to be some kind of experimental surgery where they can go in and remove. It's the intestines themselves.
Yeah, some kind of experimental surgery. Right, so it's problems, person's
right,
problems.
Had that she had had four of those surgeries before where they just took parts of it. And then they sold her back,
that explains it.
Scarring tissue, scar tissue. And
exactly.
So they said all that inside was a mess. They just went in
correct.
And supposedly removed everything.
Correct. Yes.
All right. I'll listen. Thank you.
I've seen this before. So once you start letting them do intestinal surgery on you, scars are created by the surgery they did. So each of her four abdominal surgeries created scars. So in other words, you have surgery number one, which creates scars, and then you need surgery number two to address the scars in surgery number one. Surgery number two creates scars, for which you need surgery number three. And surgery number three creates scars, for which you need surgery number four. And so this is basically an ongoing sequence. And then as you keep doing surgery after surgery, literally, when they open up the abdomen, they can't even see the different tubes of intestines. It's all matted together. It's just one big clump of glue. And so apparently she did reach that point, and they decided to just remove the whole thing and put in something. We don't know what. But we do know it's experimental, which means experimental means it's not shown to be effective or to work. That's what experimental means. So she's suffering a lot. I'm sure she's in a tremendous amount of pain. So what you need to do is go visit her and sit with her and chit-chat with her and ask her how much more pain she thinks she can handle. And if she thinks she can, you know, she's willing to go the distance, she can handle whatever pain they want to put on her, that's okay. And then when she gets home, I would put her on a diet of juicing and chopped vegetables that she doesn't have to chew. So start with juicing, maybe beet, celery, carrot, and you can dilute that to whatever dilution she's most comfortable with. The problem is this. Whatever they put in, doesn't matter, whatever they put in is shorter than her natural intestines were. So that's going to make her prone to diarrhea. And that's just the price of the solution. So she's going to have diarrhea the rest of her life. Not a problem. Don't worry about it. Just relax. That's the way it's going to be. But what you're trying to do is mitigate her pain. So, you know, in other words, to get her where she can eat and poop and not have pain. So that would be the next couple of steps that should get you about 3 weeks down the road at least. So unfortunately, you know, she has really got herself in a bad situation with accepting all of this medical intervention. And I think the best thing you can give her at this point is compassion and kindness.
Okay, they're talking about some kidney damage at this point where her
husband... don't worry about that. Don't worry about it. that's not even relevant. The problem right now is she's got to get output from her bowel, and she's got to get input through her mouth or some other kind of tube. The way it works is whenever an organ fails, in this case her intestines, another organ, the kidneys, have to pick up the load, and then they start failing. So the treatment is not to even pay attention to the kidneys, but to get the intestines functioning so they don't dump a burden onto the kidneys.
And it's okay to stay on the liquid for them to function. You don't have to go to solid food. You can stay on that liquid for a while, right?
Well, so I told you what to give her, right? Beet, celery,
yes,
carrot
juice.
Yeah. So those, the beets in there stimulate the bowels to go. So any old liquid is not going to work.
Okay, beets and carrot juice.
And celery.
And so, now, the replay for this...
you can find it on RBN, Republic Network, or you can find it on Facebook.
We can hear the questions that we're asking now. We can hear the questions.
Oh,
on the
you can only hear those on Republic Broadcasting Network. You can't hear them on Facebook.
And how do we access the replay on Republic?
No clue. You have to Google it.
Oh, my God. I wanted her to hear this.
No, you can find it. Just Google the Republic Broadcasting Network, and they'll tell you how to do it.
All right. Thank you so much, Doctor. I love your program, and I love listening to the callers. And best, the other caller, I felt so sad for him, too. Thank you. I'm off for today. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, we have Norm in Georgia. Hi, Norm.
What?
Norm, hello? Are you there?
Oh, hi. I thought we got disconnected.
No, we're here.
I heard a beep and then you were gone. Yeah, great show as always. I got a question. My daughter's 35 years old, and for years, you know, she's only had one bowel movement per week, and she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her to go home and do an enema. And so months ago, I ordered some of your Vitality capsules, and I gave her two bottles. And about a week or two later, I asked her, I says, are they working? And she said, oh, yeah. and I actually ordered some for myself at the same time that I ordered some for her. And that is some good stuff. It really, I've never seen anything work that good. It's just pleasant to go to the bathroom now.
Excellent.
I'm already having.
You are so welcome.
Yeah, excellent stuff. I'm having three bowel movements a week for the last several months since I started taking them. Question is, I'm getting low.
No, three bowel movements a week. Are you three a day?
Three a day. I'm having three a day. She's having two or three a day, whereas before she was only having one a week.
Right. So she feels a lot better, doesn't she?
Really? Pardon me?
She feels a lot better, doesn't she?
Oh, she feels a lot better. In fact, she's off of her thyroid medication now.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm getting low on my supply, and I went there and looked, and it said that you're out of stock, but you're having an out-of-stock sale, and I'm like a little bit confused as to how...
Okay, I'll explain it to you. So we are out of stock. However, if you will wait for delivery of your capsules until we get back in stock, then you can get two bottles for the price of one. So you order one bottle, and you get two bottles. If you check the one bottle thing and order five of those, you'll get 10. So if you order the 10-bottle package deal, we don't give you 20 bottles for the price of 10 bottles, because those 10-bottle packages are already heavily discounted. But we have fixed it so that two for the price of one is going to be a better deal than the 10-bottle discount.
Okay. So if I order, so you're saying you can order it now even though you're out of stock?
Correct. And then we'll deliver it when we get back in stock. Now, we are still in stock on extra strength, so you can order the extra strength, and they will ship out, you know, immediately.
But those are not on sale.
Correct.
Okay, so if I order the 2-for-1, then when do you think they'll be in stock?
Day is June 23rd. They're telling us July 15th. That's what they're telling us.
July 15th?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay, that's not too bad. I think I might have enough to last me till for my daughter and myself until the 15th of July. So, so they're going to be on sale from now until July the 15th.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, because it's a little bit confusing when I went to the website. It's like out of stock sale and. So I figured I better ask you. So I'm going to go ahead and, you know, place an order for several more bottles. I just didn't want to order till after I found out, you know, exactly how this is working.
Exactly.
So, but I really do appreciate it because this has really helped my daughter a lot. He just was just gave up on the doctors because the doctor just told her to go home and take an enema. And, of course, that didn't work. So
right.
It's like, so this stuff is just a miracle. It's really good stuff, and I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Norm. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Okay, you too. All right, so there's Norm, and that's Norm's experience with Vitality Capsules. But the reason he's able to have such a wonderful experience is because we screen every single ingredient by photon spectrophotometry to make sure it is the ingredient that we ordered. And believe it or not, a lot of ingredients are rejected because they flunked that test. The next test we put the ingredients through is we actually take the ingredients and plate them on a microscopic culture plate to see if they are contaminated with organisms. If they are contaminated, we don't use them. Ingredients have flunked that test. Then we also put the ingredients through a test for heavy metals. If they have heavy metals, they are rejected. And there are ingredients that have flunked that test. So, yes, we could have Vitality Capsules right there ready for you today, but they would have ingredients that flunked at least one of those tests. And since I use Vitality Capsules, my family uses Vitality Capsules, and I see each one of you as part of my family, I want you to have capsules that are going to be good for you, that are going to give you good effects, and you're going to get great results from. So, yes, there is a delay. Yes, I feel terrible about it. But I would feel even worse to give you Vitality Capsules that were not what the label said, or Vitality Capsules that had heavy metals in them, or Vitality Capsules that have microbes that could diminish your health. So, Vitality Capsules are on sale. All right, so people have got a lot of comments here on Facebook about different other things. All right, we have Emmy in Virginia. Hi, Emmy.
Hello.
Hi, Emmy. How are you?
Oh, good. My experience with Vitality Capsules is that I did not achieve 3 bowel movements a day. And what started happening was I would get bowel leakage during the day. And the stools kind of have a gray color. So I read that was a symptom of bile duct blockage. So I've done the quarter cup of castor oil with a teaspoon of turpentine as a liver flush, and I've done that recently in the last two times in the last, say, 3 weeks. And I know you have that other recipe for liver flush. So could you comment on what would help achieve more regularity for me?
What happened when you took the quarter cup of castor oil with the turpentine?
Well, it was hard to drink it. I drank it down, and then over the next 24 hours, I had kind of explosive bowel movements. It was more like diarrhea rather than bowel movements. And so because I have chronic constipation, I do a lot of enemas. I do a lot of enemas, and I've done them on and off for years. So that's
I'm trying to stick to the subject here. So the question is, what happened when you took the castor oil? The answer is you had diarrhea. Next question is, did hard chunks come out, like hard rock-like chunks?
Well, there were some dark specks. I don't know what they were, but there were some dark specks in the waste.
All right, so the way to proceed then would be, you've done the clean out with the quarter cup castor oil. The next thing to do would be to go back to the Vitality capsules and to eat more raw and cooked vegetables in your diet. So what happened when you took the Vitality capsules, the leakage was actually your body trying to unblock the bowel ducts and leaking around chunks of stool. So with the clean out, you should have got that blockage basically removed. So now, when you use the Vitality cups, you should be able to poop without the leakage. Now, the other thing to do is you can do the Vitality capsules, which unblocks. In your case, it sounds like you have a blockage all the way up, large intestine, small intestine, and the bile ducts. So what the Vitality capsules do for you is unclog your bile ducts and small intestine and help with the colon. Now, you mentioned that you do enemas anyway. Do you do enemas every day?
Right.
Okay. So what you do is
there have been times when I've done it.
Yeah, it's okay. So you would take the Vitality capsules daily, and then what time of day do you get your leakage?
Oh, it was throughout the day.
Okay.
Like
so
a
then
small leakage, not really heavy.
Okay. So what you would do is take your Vitality capsules in the afternoon, and then do an enema in the morning. And what the enema would do would be to clear anything out so you don't leak during the day. The other thing you've got to do is you've got to, what's your physical activity level?
Oh, it's not enough. I probably go for half-hour walks about 3 times a week.
Okay. Walking is nice. That's a nice start. But you actually need to do stretches that would stimulate your lower abdomen and groin area and literally help get your colon tissue in a better tone. So your long-term constipation has literally just got your colon where it's just one word, think of it would be lazy. So you've got to do the stretching to stimulate down there and tell your colon, hey, wake up. And you can go on YouTube. There's a lot of really nice groin stretches.
Okay, groin stretches is what I should do.
Right. The walking, it's not going to hurt. The walking's not going to hurt, but it's not enough for you.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you think the quarter cup of castor oil is good to do weekly till I'm more regular?
No. If you feel you need it weekly, you can do it. But I think you should try to work with the Vitality capsules. It sounds like I said, like you need to really clear out your bile ducts and small intestine as well. So the castor oil is a bit harsh. So I don't like to recommend that on a regular basis. So like maybe once a month or something like that. For example, I'll take castor oil the way you've taken it. I'll take that maybe once every 3 years, just to give you an idea.
Now, do you also recommend your recipe for liver flushes with the Epsom salt and olive oil?
I'm not sure what your problem is. So, I don't know. But what I would say immediately from what you're saying in terms of your constipation is you've got a diet issue going on here, as well as an activity issue. And I would work directly on that because that's what the problem is. I wouldn't reach for other things.
I really love your frankness and your research. I really think so highly of you, Dr. Daniels. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling. All right. This look like we might not get to the rest of our questions. Let's... Yeah, I know we have a lot, but we only have 10 minutes, don't we? All right, so here's a question. So Tammy says, I was given intravenous Rocephin. It's antibiotics we're talking about today, which we've established are totally ineffective, 3 times a week for several months. In other words, they recommended it, and she took them. And oral doxycycline for Lyme disease. Of course, this little editorial, not effective, right? Okay. How do I heal my body from damage? Well, the question is, how are you feeling? Is the Lyme disease any better? Do you have additional stuff above and beyond the Lyme disease? If you don't feel any worse than you did before you took them, then chances are whatever harm was done, your body's fixed it. But if you're feeling even worse, then that's a problem. So the first thing I would do is maybe... start drinking some sauerkraut juice because that has a lot of really nice probiotics. Beyond that, it's difficult to say. Now, what's not talked about very much is that antibiotics actually do harm to your body's tissues, destroys your muscles, destroys your connective tissue, destroys your organs. They're very destructive and harmful to humans. So we were taught in medical school, not true, but we were taught in medical school that antibiotics only harm those microbes, which are super, super small, and the dose to harm those super, super small microbes couldn't possibly harm a human being that's so big and has so many cells. Of course, we now know that's not true. And all you need to do is look at the package insert for any one of these antibiotics, and you're like, holy moly. So there you go. So Cheryl says, I'm trying to talk a friend out of bunion surgery. What information would be good to tell her besides that it's very painful and may come back? Well, I always lean towards the truth. The truth might not talk her out of bunion surgery, but maybe it'll be helpful to her. So the truth is bunions are caused by wearing shoes. So our modern standard of wearing shoes in our first world country called the United States is pretty similar to binding your feet in China, which we all now scoff at. Oh my gosh, they're binding women's feet. But wearing shoes causes the toes to turn and causes the bunions to stick out. So that's what she needs to know. Now, what she can do, I don't know where she lives, what part of the United States, but the cure would be to walk barefoot or wear flip-flops. But some kind of footwear that is not confining. Now, maybe she lives in the cold north and flip-flops are just not a good idea. Or maybe she has a job where she has to wear, you know, the office pumps, which are going to give anyone bunions. So I would just share with her the truth. Now, she may end up getting bunion surgery. She may have a situation where to keep her job, she has to wear a certain type of footwear. I don't know. So that's the cause of bunions. The cause of bunions is shoes. The cure is stop wearing shoes. And for many people, that's not information that's going to change their mind about bunion surgery. So I think you have to change your focus to giving her truthful, useful information instead of dissuading her from surgery. That would be, I would take that tact. Now, her doctor is going to have a consent form for her to sign and let her know to read it carefully, because any and all of the things on that form listed as complications may actually happen. A lot of people just like, nah, just sign the form. Because, well, my doctor wouldn't do the surgery if he even thought that any of those things could possibly happen to me. No, it's not true. the doctor's having you sign that form because he knows any and all of those things could happen to you. Okay. All right. So Ronald said, Dr. Yance, is Sunsweet prune juice okay to drink? Okay, so I don't recommend anyone buy prune juice. I recommend people make their own prune juice. You know, buy a cup of prunes, add a quart of water, a couple of sticks of cinnamon, simmer it for 30 minutes, pull the cinnamon sticks out, and add some lemon juice, juice of one lemon, and there you have it. There are your prunes. You can eat as much of that as it takes for you to poop. Many people find they just need a few spoonfuls and they are going. Other people find they need to eat the whole thing in order to get going. But that is what I recommend. I don't recommend purchase prune juice. All right. Okay. So we have time. I don't know if we have time for one more question. Let's try. Oh, what is my engineer is telling me something. Okay, we're about done, as we said. No more questions. Well, as always, think happens. We'll see you next week. We are not able to answer all questions, but I do have appointments. You can check those out under Discovery Sessions at vitalitycapsules.com. Okay, bye.
Of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.